This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday called for a moment of silence to honor those whose lives have been lost in Ukraine in an address during the spring meetings of the International Monetary Fund.
Please, fully blessed, I ask you now to honor with a minute of silence the memory of the Ukrainian soldier whose death the world saw yesterday, and the memory of all of our people whose lives were taken away by the Russian invasion. Please.
Ukraine compared Russia on Wednesday to the Islamic State after a video emerged online showing apparent Russian soldiers filming themselves beheading a Russian captive with a knife. Russia's deputy foreign minister acknowledged Wednesday that detained U.S. reporter Evan Gershkovich had not been granted consular access 2 weeks after his arrest. The Wall Street Journal correspondent was arrested in Russia on claims of espionage, which he denies. The U.S. State Department has said it has sought consular access to Gershkovich since learning of his arrest. U.S. President Joe Biden is pledging America's enduring support to Northern Ireland as he marks 25 years since a U.S. brokered deal brought peace to the region. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In Belfast, the president celebrated a quarter century of the Good Friday Agreement, while a new political crisis is testing the deal's strength.
It's up to us to keep this going.
To sustain the peace.
To unleash this incredible economic opportunity, which is just beginning.
Amid a political crisis that's left Northern Ireland without a functioning government, the president urged its politicians to come together and avoid returning to a violent era.
Northern Ireland will not go back, pray God.
Sagar Magani.